Hello, I'm William Gallagher, and do you know, when people talk to me, that's what they call me. Any chance they call you Ash Hager, Scott Matthewman, possibly Mark Piven? Because this week, although they might get those names actually pronounced correctly, they're not going to call you that. They're not going to call you that at all. Nobody's going to call you by those names. Because instead, they're going to call you the winners of Joking Apart Series 2 DVD. Congratulations. You all correctly answered that Stephen Moffat wrote the show. Actually, I received none, count them, none, no, not a nada, single wrong answers at all. Not anything, even remotely wrong. I don't think anybody even got the V and the P wrong in Stephen. Why can't I just run my old daft competitions? People are always getting those wrong. I can't see that this new law is really a test of your skill. Although, you know, while we're talking about this, you know, I said every answer was right. I need to tell you that not every question was. I did thoroughly and completely ask you who wrote Joking Apart. I don't think you can say I shirked there, but I forgot to ask you to include your postal address in case you won. So, if you didn't already, would you mind emailing me your address? Send it to wg@williamgallagher.com. And please mark your emails Pillock. Okay? And now, here's what you could have, stroke, did, win. Delete is applicable.
Because you said goodbye. If you think it's over. You know what's totally unfair? Men's magazines. They're always on the top shelf. I mean, this is literature for people with stunted growth. Would it hurt just to put them in reach? But then again, thinking about it, it balances out. You may be stunting your growth, but you got this terrific right arm.
Robert Bathurst in Joking Apart, the complete second series of which is out on DVD this Monday, March the 17th. And the reason that it's out on shiny disc at all, the reason that we can hear it at all, is Craig Robbins. He joins me on the line now. Hi, Craig.
Hello, William. It's good to be back.
Great to have you on again. Now, last year, you put me to shame. I talk every week, I make this podcast, and you go out and you make DVDs. And we were all, you know, grateful but kind of worried, because this was your own money, ouchfuls of cash, you'd never done it before, and the BBC obviously didn't think Joking Apart was worth putting on DVD, or they'd have put it on DVD. So you had a dodgy prospect, a great programme, your own money. We loved you for it, but we were scared. Now, it seems to me, if you've got the rights to do the second series, it all worked out marvellously. Is that right?
I mean, I think it's been hard work in many ways. I mean, obviously, because I'm just running a single website, and we're not generally available in the shops, then you have to really work hard for every sale. But it was always a project that I believed in. I mean, the programme was fantastic. There are many people who describe it as their favourite sitcom of all time. Now, that takes a hell of a lot for a show that's now 15 years old, best part of. There aren't many sort of sitcoms that I think can pull in people and make them remember and laugh their socks off. I mean, what people say about this show is that, you know, they laugh till they're in physical pain. They laugh till they're crying. And I don't know many shows that actually can do that. I mean, I enjoy comedy, but there aren't many shows that actually make you laugh that way.
That's true. When I first heard you were releasing this, I don't think I read to the end of the title before I started typing in my credit card number. Joking Apart, just instant buy. But that's because I was one of the few people who caught it at the time. If someone hasn't even heard of Joking Apart, what's different about it? I mean, it's Stephen Moffat. Isn't it just like Coupling Light or something?
No. I mean, I think there can't be many writers who would choose their own divorce as the source of a sitcom. It was kind of very, very daring in that respect. I mean, the very first episode is a lot more dramatic, I think, than the others. I mean, when he got the commission for the rest of the series, because that was just a pilot, he went for full-on farce. He was thinking very much of 40 Towers, that kind of style of comedy. And he's very good at that. I mean, Moffat specialises in finding the most embarrassing situations you can possibly imagine, and the lead character, normally the lead character, sometimes it's the supporting cast, just keep on digging themselves deeper and deeper into the proverbial hole. I mean, it's just fantastic the way he does it, and you don't normally see it coming.
How can people buy them? I mean, in front of everyone. It's not just that you're publicly admitting what you're going to do. You're telling everyone you're going to need some reminders first. By the way, my wife left me. This is how I met her again for the first time in 2 months.
But those of us, you know, like me, who paid instantly and have been waiting for however long it is now for the second series, is it just more of the same?
I mean, if you enjoyed series one, you'll definitely enjoy series two, but it's moved on a bit insofar as the story is less in some ways about Mark and Becky. It's still there, but he starts to drag in the supporting cast to be more at the centre of it a lot of the time. So you get sort of Tracy very at the centre of the story. You get Robert at the centre of the story. And there's even an episode which features Trevor the lover very much at the heart of the action.
I'm just going to the toilet, in case you're wondering. Happened to be passing. Just thought I'd nip in and, you know, go. That's all, actually. Just wanted to have a bit of a pee.
Well, would you like a drink?
No, I think I manage. So, have you two been to the toilet at all? Well, don't leave it too late.
Thanks for that.
Keep it in mind, Robert.
How's Tracy?
Okay, I should think she went first thing this morning.
It's broader, it's a bit sillier. I mean, there's one very, very surreal episode, which I'm not going to spoil in any way, but the fifth episode is quite surreal.
There is an argument. Well, it didn't get a third series, so you're saying that it's not for anything inherently wrong with this. It didn't suddenly fall off. It wasn't a disappointment compared to the first.
No, I mean, the ratings held up pretty much, you know, pretty much the same. I mean, series one had managed to pinch over a million viewers off of Mindy on the other side, and that takes some doing. It's amazing when you look at the figures and how well that the general audience received it, by all accounts, but the BBC didn't recommission it. They'd said that they were going to Stephen, but it just never happened. And it really came down to one man who had a kind of bizarre point of view, in a way. He was the controller of BBC Two, Michael Jackson. And he actually liked the show himself. He just kind of thought it was wrong for his audience. So he put it in a slot where he just, you know, it wasn't supported. It was almost bound to fail. And surprisingly, it still actually picked up viewers. But so it just goes to show it only takes one man, if they're high enough up, to kill a very, very good series.
Which is kind of ironic now, because it only took one man to bring it back to us, didn't it?
Well, yes, I suppose so.
This is obviously a labour of love. Sorry to talk over you there. And I know that the second DVD, because actually I have it in my hand and I've just given it away to three people who won a prize, it has a lot of extras in it. To be frank, wasn't that risky for you? I mean, this is, I've no idea how much it costs to make a DVD, but it's a lot more than it costs to make this show. So wouldn't it have been cheaper to just bung out the episodes and then, if everybody loved them and bought them enough, do a special edition later with extras somehow?
Of course, it's always cheaper to bring out something that's extra list, but you've got to bear in mind I'm a fan of this show. I mean, I'll enjoy DVDs, and one of the reasons why we buy DVDs is because, you know, you get extra content there. I mean, I know things like Blackadder have been released, which is a scandal, without extras, but in all conscience, I just couldn't do it. So even though it's taken an extra financial gamble, you know, I believe it should be there.
So
it's a passion, you know. You carry on, you do the things you believe in.
And it seems to be working. But what extras have you got then?
Ah, well, for this series, we've got commentaries on every single episode. It features eight different people. There's even one where we had a live link up between a studio in London and a studio in Brisbane, which is where the current the production manager of the series currently lives. So I linked her up with Bob Spears, the director. The production manager was Stacey Adair. And there's also the pilot, which was shown as part of a series called Comic Asides.
My wife left me. She said I didn't pay her enough attention. At least I think it was her. Ever had a wife? You never know, it could have been mine. She was on kind of a heavy extramarital schedule the last few months we were together. One night she called out this other guy's name whilst we were making love. Don't blame me, she said. You wanted the lights out.
That was an anthology programme where it was a tryout, and it was a series of pilots for various comedies they'd like to, you know, they were trying to hopefully commission. And Joking Apart came from that. It's very similar in script to the very first episode, which, because they largely reshot it. They had a change of studios. They moved to London. They'd shot the first one at Pebble Mill. The production team hated absolutely hated the sets, apparently, so they were quite happy to have a change of set. So that meant that they had to reshoot it. They didn't have any choice in that matter. And there was a few of stylistic changes they wanted to put in as well. But that was shown in 1991. It's the only time it's ever been shown, so it's on the DVD by popular demand as an extra.
I was one of the people popularly demanding it as well, yes.
Absolutely. I mean, people had been asking, you know, when I released the first series, oh, is the pilot on there as well? And that struck me as slightly strange because, of course, the pilot and episode one are so similar. I didn't really want to put them on the same disc. And of course, I was tight for disc space as well, so I used that to make a featurette and a background piece. But always bearing in mind that because the amount of people writing in saying, oh, we'd like to see the pilot, it could always go on series two. And that kind of, although it seems a little bit incongruous in a way for, you know, for you to tag the pilot on the end of series two, it's better there, because as I say, you don't have a two very similar things on the same disc, which is what would happen if I'd put it on series one.
I actually think in a way it works better. I mean, I see that reason, but also I watched it after I'd seen the final episode. So you went from the final version of it to the first origin, and it was like quenching. It was a huge change. In fact, I really liked the pilot version in some ways. I think we disagree about this, but in some ways better than episode one. I saw it as a very dramatic thing, and I loved the anger, the raging anger that was in it, the kind of drama sense, as much as I did the comedy. So I was happy.
Well, there's one thing I noticed in particular with the pilot was they toned down for the series because they had to obviously make the central character of Mark more sympathetic. You can actually sort of see at the end of the pilot when his wife is just about to walk out on him, he's just hugely embarrassed her. And you can see he's actually loving the fact he's just hugely embarrassed her in front of all her friends. You know, he's savouring the moment, and that's in the pilot, which isn't in the in the remake of the first episode. And I think that's probably the kind of thing you're referring to.
Yes, it is. It is. It's a horrible but nice moment. I mean, a believable moment, a true moment, I think.
I'm sorry. I just thought you might like to know he's a fan.
Yeah, but did he have to screw my wife? Most people just write in.
Fine. OK, I'm going.
Back to your lover?
Back to my lover.
Proud of him, are you?
Yes, I am.
Proud to be an adulteress?
Oh, God, you can be so pompous.
But are you? Proud of it, I mean.
I don't care much, to tell you the truth.
Well, let's hear you say it, then. I am an adulteress.
Would it make you happy?
Very.
I am an adulteress.
Louder.
I am an adulteress.
Louder!
I am an adulteress!
There is, of course, one other extra which you've kept strangely quiet about, and that's a booklet that you wrote for it, William.
Did I? Was that me? Yes. Yeah, I had a fantastic time writing that. And I'm obviously available for hire and also parties later if you do any more things like this. But speaking of doing more things, there you are. You were the fan. You rescued this from the BBC. I don't think that's too strong a word, really, because they plainly weren't going to do it and you brought it to life. But that's it. It's done now, isn't it? So is that goodbye, Craig Robbins? Back to your normal, hopefully secure job somewhere?
Well, joking apart is done, but of course, I mean, one of the things that inspired me to do this, as I said, was I'm a fan. There were lots of fans out there who had been crying to buy this DVD for years. And there are other shows out there that are like that. So I've had to sort of acquire a lot of knowledge and, you know, I've learned an awful lot in 2 years, 2 years or so now. And it seems a shame just to let that all go to waste. So no, I'm very much now working behind the scenes trying to acquire other programmes. The only problem is because of the way Replay came about, I have a certain amount of money which is tied up in whatever the current release is. Until I get that money back, I can't release anything else. But I have plans, and hopefully that you will be seeing another Replay disc by the end of 2008.
I've got this sixth sense from the way you're phrasing that, that you're not going to tell me what the next plan will be, next DVD will be, am I right?
Well, you can't really do that, you see. I don't believe in promising people something's definitely going to happen when it isn't guaranteed. As and when it is guaranteed, and everything's signed on the dotted line, I know it will definitely happen, that's the time in which to announce it. Because if it all falls flat, if it all goes wrong, then all you've done is just upset a lot of people, you've just disappointed a lot of people by telling them you'll be able to buy this, and then they can't. So, no, I have to keep it quiet for the time being.
You see, this is what, you know, this is why I don't think you're ever going to be a serious professional DVD studio, because you're worried about upsetting people. It's just wrong.
You mean I care? What a strange concept.
I can't believe I just watched that.
Well, that was fascinating.
Thanks for that, Janice.
I just watched a feature on a celebrity bathroom.
Not at all like
Well, no. And now to our phone-in, which today is about...
Divorce.
Divorce, yes.
Which, as we said earlier, is a bit of a serious subject.
No!
Absolutely.
What kind of cretins watch this stuff?
Greg Robbins, DVD producer of Joking Apart. Do you get the sense that he isn't going to hire me to write any more booklets? Because I do. I really do. In which case, stuff him. I don't care. Just go to replaydvd.co.uk, buy 1,000 copies. That'll show him. Do check out the rest of the website while you're there, though. As you can guess, since I wrote the book, I have talked with Craig a lot, and I actually sat in on one of the audio commentary sessions. But still, there are stories on that website that will make you go pale and probably make certain you never want to go produce a DVD yourself. Fantastic. Thank you very much for listening. I'm William Gallagher. This is UK DVD Review, and I'm on WG at WilliamGallagher.com. See you next week. Take care now. Bye-bye.